The Maryland Comptroller's Office has called the tax evaders, written them letters, and talked to their lawyers.
We've also garnished wages, filed liens, attached assets, and denied business licenses.
But Comptroller Peter Franchot says the 25 businesses and 20 individuals on his list refused to pay the state the combined $12.7 million they owe.
They are wealthy. They have resources. They can pay. They just don't want to.
In Chevy Chase, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.